This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. Three New Mexico agencies are getting $200,000 each to plan responses to the opioid crisis in rural parts of the state. Public Health New Mexico's Hannah Colton reports one will be using the funding to do some regional-level coordination in Rio Arriba and Taos counties.
The Santa Fe Recovery Center will spend the next year working with partner agencies to figure out how to better serve people trying to recover from addiction in rural northern New Mexico. Project coordinator Marcy Davis says they'll work with Las Cumbres Community Services, who specialize in working with infants.
That was not our expertise. We're used to serving the moms and the dads, but not the little ones. So we were so excited that they were willing to come on board with us.
Davis says the center is the only place in the state where young kids can come stay with their mothers as they get residential treatment. Agencies in Farmington and Silver City were also chosen. A previous round awarded funds to two organizations in Española. The grants were originally prioritized last spring for rural U.S. counties with mostly white populations, not including counties in New Mexico with high rates of overdose deaths. After KUNM reported on this, the feds changed their priorities for those grants. For KUNM, I'm Hannah Colton.
To learn more, go to KUNM.org.